The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. I've got a delightful lady with us today. She came all the way from Versailles. Actually, she came all the way from Europe, then settled in Versailles, and she's not on Radio Friends with us. Visha Gore. Welcome to Radio Friends, Visha.
Thank you.
I love your accent.
Yeah, right.
But you're here to tell us about a not-for-profit organization. It's called the World Craft and Thrift Store in Versailles,
yes,
right?
Yes.
What is that?
Well, it's a store that was started with the Mennonite community in Versailles. There are seven different kinds of Mennonites in the Versailles area. And we were approached because there are many thrift stores for MCC, Mennonite Central Committee, in the United States, where there are Mennonite communities. And so they thought, since we have so many Mennonites, we should start a store like that in Versailles as well.
Yeah.
And that's about 14 years ago.
14 years ago?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And did you start it?
Well, with some others, but I'm still in it, and I work there a lot, so... But the uniqueness of the store is that we're all volunteer. And I think that we may be the only one in the whole system of MCC stores that's all volunteer.
So
no paid management. Nobody
gets paid at all?
No. And we have a board.
Uh-huh.
No owner. We're all owners.
No owners?
No, we're all the owners.
You're all the owners,
you know?
Right.
So if you feel that
Who's
you're the
boss?
Owner.
Who's the boss?
Well, of course, I am the boss. No. You know, everybody is going to hear that and they'll think, yeah, that's what she would say.
Well, okay.
No, there's no really boss.
Yeah.
We have
so everybody, a board. Everybody is volunteering their time. But tell us just a little bit about MCC, the Mennonites.
Yeah, the Mennonites, they came originally from Europe, of course. You know, everybody came from Europe after all. But in the Reformation, there was a Mennonite, there was a Roman Catholic priest called Menno Simons in the Netherlands. And he loaned his name to Mennonites, Menno Simons.
Oh, is that how the name Mennonite came about?
Yes. He started reading the Bible and found out that not everything that the Catholics were preaching at that time was according to the Bible. And so he started reading it.
How long ago was this?
In the Reformation time, 1515.
Okay. So and everything the Catholics were preaching at that time?
Not everything. Right.
Was from the Bible. Where'd they get that?
Well, they made their own rules, the Catholics did.
Uh-huh.
And so when he started reading the Bible and found out that you didn't have to baptize babies, but that you should baptize somebody on their confession of faith, that's when he started baptizing adults. And that's where the re-baptizing came from. So that's Anabaptist. And at the same time, there were people in Switzerland too. And when they all came together, then you got the Mennonites in Switzerland, in Germany, in France. It's all called Mennonites. And in Holland, they're called Doopsgezind, which is
Anabaptist. In Holland, they're called what?
Doopsgezind.
Okay, I won't try to repeat it.
But anyway, we came together and we started the store. And because Versailles is so small, it's 2,700 people only, you know.
Yeah, in Versailles.
Yeah.
And you're the star citizen of Versailles, aren't you?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But, it's without fun. We did not think we could have just a fair trade store there, which we wanted to do. And so we have the Fair Trade Crafts from 10,000 Villages, which was started by Mennonites.
Now, all of these crafts, they come from third world countries,
yes,
right?
Yes, uh-huh.
But they're all fair trade.
Yes.
Explain what fair trade is, because we've talked about that before.
Yes, I know you have. And that's why I'm maybe here to say that even in Versailles, we're selling fair trade, not just in Colombia.
Yeah.
And it is a different company, maybe, but we do all the same, that we pay the people that make the crafts a fair trade.
Okay.
Yes.
Living wages.
Yes, right.
Okay. Now, do you have personal knowledge
yes,
or information
I
on
went
this?
On a learning tour to Indonesia and Sri Lanka. And I saw firsthand how people that worked for fair trade, how much better their lives were mm-hmm. than the people that live or made money just in their country.
Right, you know, right.
How little they earned. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's really neat. And when we get people in the store and we can tell them about the crafts from Indonesia and Sri Lanka, especially since I was there, it makes it more coming alive, you mm-hmm. know, the crafts.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah. Now, any money that you have left over, any profit, how do you use that?
Yeah, we, of course, sell also thrift because we could not have our pay our rent and insurance and everything.
Right, so you got to make some money.
So we have thrift as well, and we weave rugs. But that
you weave
extra
rugs too?
Yeah, from the leftover thrift material.
You weave rugs from the leftover thrift.
In the store, we have a loom. Uh huh. Come look at it.
But you do everything, don't you?
It's fun. Yes, I have two looms at home too.
Okay.
We give our money to MCC, Mennonite Central
yeah.
Committee.
And then they help feed the hungry.
Yes, and they feed the hungry. They dig wells where there's needed to have fresh water, and mm-hmm. they do a lot more than feed the hungry. But in essence, yes, that's what
okay.
it is.
So you can be assured that when you go to your World Craft and Thrift store in
yes.
Versailles, everything you're buying there is fair trade. Nobody is being paid
right.
at the store. And any profit that you make after paying your rent and electricity is going to help feed the hungry.
Yes,
uh-huh.
And
you've got unusual and a lot of items to choose from. We're almost out
yes.
of time. Is there anything else you wanted to add?
Yes. Because of our store, we also started in Versailles 13 years ago an MCC relief sale. And mm-hmm. that's coming up in March, the third Saturday in March.
Okay.
And it'll be Friday evening, the 16th, and okay. all of Saturday. And they sell auction quilts that are locally made.
Okay. Maybe
and that's all world hunger relief, too.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Visha, it sounds like what you're doing is really wonderful, and it's the items that you have are unique, and people coming to buy there are helping not only the community, but people around the world who
yes.
are in need of
yes.
assistance.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm so glad that we were allowed to come and tell you about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Allowed? It's our pleasure that you were here.
Well, this is
I've
fun.
Talked to you on the phone
yeah.
so many times. You're a delightful lady. And you should
well,
tell me,
you.
The only radio station you listen to is KBIA.
Yeah, that's
five
right.
radio.
I'm lazy. I don't like to switch.
That's good. We want you to keep listening. Five radios in the house, and they're all tuned to KBIA.
That's right.
We're out of time for today. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio Pat Acres, KBIA. Our floor director is Will Claggett, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.